Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Welcome back to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. It's been a week since the 2015 Comrades Marathon, and we decided we were taking a week off, and I think it was well deserved, particularly for Coach Lindsay Perry. Lindsay, welcome back. Have you had a good week?
It's been an awesome week. It's been extremely busy. It's amazing how hungry the South African public were for a home win. I mean, I know the men have brought us a few home wins the last couple of years, but the ladies haven't brought one for 17 years. And that home win, and not just a home win, but a 1-2, has really, it's got so much interest. I see it's still being carried in some newspapers almost a week after the fact. So it's been a very exciting week. It's been lekker. I've enjoyed it a lot.
Lindsay, I've spoken to a few coaches over the past week for my radio gig. I've spoken to Stuart Baxter, obviously the outgoing Kaizer Chiefs coach. I've spoken to Jeffrey Tiano, who was voted the best coach in South Africa this year as far as cricket goes. I've spoken to, who else have I spoken to? Just lots of coaches, but I must tell you the favorite coach I've been chatting to this week is you, and I'm going to blow your trumpet because you won't. For those people who don't know, who haven't heard yet, who've been living under a rock, you talk about that South African 1-2. You coach both Caroline and Shanae Bosman, who finished 1-2 at Comrades 2015. It's something that you've been working really hard behind the scenes. You're obviously the official Comrades Marathon coach as well, so you've helped thousands of people get their medals throughout the field. And we got a really cool letter this morning from one of those guys who was a novice. He ran at a sub-10:30 and almost exact splits. He said your advice was amazing. So the cool thing is you get to work with both ends of the field, but you must be extremely proud of what Caroline's achieved. And let's not write off what Shanae did as well. Two fantastic, fantastic performances there.
Yeah, it was incredible. It was so nice to be part of and to watch. You know, when you work hard for something over a couple of months, and then the plan gets executed almost to perfection, and in Caroline's case, actually even better than what the plan was. Yeah, it's really satisfying. And I must tell you that I've been doing this now. That was my 9th Comrades as the official Comrades coach. And the most satisfying thing about it is the number of messages I've gotten of people that ran even or negative splits. You know, I've been trying to preach this for 9 years, and mostly I've been ridiculed as a heretic. I think people thought I was talking witchcraft, but finally and slowly but surely we are getting people to believe, and those that believe are running. I mean, on the up run, we're talking about people running 10-minute negative splits, but so many people doing even splits. So that to me has been a really, really satisfying part of this year's Comrades.
Yeah, Lindsay, I've been following what's been going on in the Facebook groups. It's obviously very active after Comrades, and so many people saying that they blew up in the second half. And when you actually go down and analyze what they did, they just went out way too fast. And I think a good example of saving yourself is Caroline. And I don't think too many people know this, but tell us about her splits from the top of Polly Shorts to the finish last Sunday.
Yeah, so she was the fastest person on the day, male or female, for the last 8 kilometers, faster than Gift Kehele, who won the race. Interestingly, both Caroline Caroline was the fastest on the day, but Shanae was also about sixth or seventh fastest on the day. And one of the males that I coached, René Grobler, that came 19th, he was also well inside the top 10 of fastest finishes over the last 8 kilometers. And you know, those last 8Ks, once you crest the top of Polly Shorts, are all downhill. So if you've paced yourself well and you can run, you can fly down that section. And obviously the better you pace yourself, the harder you can run down that section. So yeah, as I said, it's just like, it's really cool. I guess this is not a very modest thing to say, but it's quite cool knowing that you were right all along.
Yeah, Lindsay, you mentioned Reneed as well. I wanted to bring him up because obviously Caroline and Shanae have been in the spotlight with what you've done with them, but they weren't your fastest athletes on the day. Reneed actually went a bit faster than Caroline, finished in the top 20, and you're pretty sure that he will have a gold at Comrades before his running career is done.
No, absolutely. Look, we were hoping for gold this year. So, I mean, if we're honest, the result was a little disappointing. But if we look at how the race panned out, how he ran, he had a good race. It was a big PB on the up run. It was his highest finish at Comrades. So there are a lot of positives to take out of it, and certainly enough positives for me to still believe that this kid can definitely go on to run gold medals at the Comrades.
I love it. Lindsay Perry, we've also been getting lots of requests from people about coaching, and I don't know if this is the form, platform to mention. Are you taking coaching clients? Because we've been getting tons of emails. If people do want to get in touch with you, if you are, what's the best way to do it?
Yeah, so I'm busy sorting things out at work. At the moment, I am unfortunately chock-a-block full with coaching, and I learned the hard way last year that if you take on too many, you just can't deliver a service, and it's not good for you or the athlete. So right now, email me on coach.perry@gmail.com. You can get hold of us through the Run Talk SA forum. You can get through hold of me through the Ask Coach Perry forum. And I am busy putting together a list, and I'm in discussions with my employer at the moment about how I can free up more time to be able to coach more people. So I will be making an announcement about that in the next 2 weeks. And then I will be open for business and taking on new clients.
Cool. So get on that list, coach.perry@gmail.com. You can tweet us as well. We'll send you those details. Lindsay, congratulations once again. This is a slightly longer Ask Coach Perry podcast, and I wanted it to be a bit self-indulgent because I think it is well-deserved, mate. I'm seriously, seriously proud of what you've done, and I can't wait to work with you and, keep on working with you.
Thanks, man. It's been an awesome experience working with you. Now we just need to get someone to come on board and sponsor these podcasts so that we can continue providing a good service to all the runners.
Speaking of which, that was something else I wanted to just pop in the back end of this thing. For now, we are cutting it back to 3 days a week, just so that you are aware. Obviously, a 5 day a week podcast takes a lot of time, a lot of resources. And with things slowing down slightly after Comrades 2015, we're going to, and hopefully we can bump it up back to 5, as Lindsay said, if we can get a sponsor and get somebody backing us, just to cover the cost, because there are big costs involved in putting these things together. We'll get it up to 5 once again, but for now we're going to pull back to 3, but we're not going anywhere. That's the good news. We've had an amazing response, and if you've got something out of these podcasts, if you wouldn't mind just popping us an email as well, you can email me, podcast@runtalksa.co.za, or you can pop it to Lindsay. Just let us know what you've got out of these podcasts, how much they mean. It just gives us a little bit of ammo, if you'd like, when we do find a potential sponsor to say this is what it actually means to the runners. So if you wouldn't mind just taking a couple of minutes out of your day and helping us out in that respect, it would be much appreciated. For myself, Brad Brown, and Lindsay Perry, until next time, it's cheers.
Thank you for listening to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. To get Lindsay to answer your question, go to AskCoachPerry.com or email myquestion@AskCoachPerry.com.